7th of July, it was an ordinary Friday. Her father took his daughter to the church to be baptized. If anyone had told him then, she'd grow to be a hero. Nathaniel and his wife were surely bound to be surprised. The daughter of a carpenter, the wife of a shoemaker, she'd never travelled more than 50 miles from her home. Her face was never lit by the hot sun of the West Indies, but Lydia had brothers there that much at least she'd known. And she'd rather drink the bitter tea than taste the bloody sugar, for she knew the cane was harvested with suffering and pain. And though she left no children, yet she will not be forgotten. In the town where Cheswick water flows, her legacy remains. And Thomas's example for freedom and democracy, fair trade and what is right. And when he was arrested and imprisoned in the Tower, she visited and wrote to him and carried on the fight. Her life was short, she did not see the fruits of her own struggle. It would be years before the battle she had fought was won. The daughter of a carpenter, the wife of a shoemaker, but in the town where she was born, her memory lives on. And she'd rather drink the bitter tea than taste the bloody sugar, for she knew the cane was harvested with suffering and pain. And though she left no children, yet she will not be forgotten. In the town where Cheswick water flows, her legacy remains. And she'd rather drink the bitter tea than taste the bloody sugar, for she knew the cane was harvested with suffering and pain. And though she left no children, yet she will not be forgotten. In the town where Cheswick water flows, her legacy remains. For freedom and democracy, fair trade and what is right. In the town where Cheswick water flows, her legacy remains.